Hi, Diana. I just wanted to tell you I'm leaving tomorrow on vacation.
How nice! Where are you going?
Italy.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, I'm leaving early tomorrow morning.
Are you driving to the airport or are you taking a bus or taxi?
Driving. My flight departs at 10 o'clock, which means I have to leave home at 7 if I want to be at the airport by 8. It takes about an hour to get to the airport, right?
Yes. And what are you going to do in Italy? Lie on the beach all day and get a suntan?
Well, as much as I enjoy relaxing on the beach, no, I'm going to Florence, which is not by the sea. It's going to be more of a cultural holiday. I hope to visit some museums, art galleries, taste a bit of the food and wine, and basically experience the Italian lifestyle.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've got a whole list of museums and art galleries I want to see. Actually, if you look at the map, Florence is such a small place, really. I mean, the old town. Everything worth seeing is within walking distance of the Duomo in the city center. I could probably do the lot in 4 days.
I'm not sure 4 days would be enough. I've heard that there's so much to see in Florence. Why not give yourself 6 days? That way you can spend more time at something you find interesting.
I have, but I'd like to hire a car and drive around the surrounding countryside for a couple of days.
That sounds like a nice idea, Jim. But I can't stand that way of doing things, rushing around like crazy, taking pictures and ticking things off a list.
Well, I can't go to Florence and not see all the sights. Who knows when I'll go back?
I made that mistake when I was in New York. I spent so much time tearing around from place to place that by the time I reached where I was going, I was exhausted. And I certainly didn't appreciate anything. I think it's important to find time to take it easy. You know, to sit in a coffee shop and enjoy an espresso and a nice panini. That's Italian for sandwich.
Okay. No stressful running around.
Anyway, is there anywhere in particular you want to go?
The Church of Santa Croce is a place I've read all about. It's meant to be pretty impressive. It's full of beautiful artwork, and it's where the tomb of the famous painter Michelangelo is located.
And the Duomo, of course. It's not to be missed.
Definitely. The only problem is that it's high season for tourists, so you can imagine the chaos, but I'll just have to grin and bear it.
That's true. Oh gosh, I've got to run. Have a nice time.
Thanks. I'll tell you all about it when I get back.
Now listen again.